day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply. It's the annual Limb Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Cattle markets quickly moved sharply lower today, the losses adjusting to the increased placement levels seen in the feeder cattle numbers on the Cattle on Feed report. This could add even more uncertainty to the volatile market through the end of April. May corn futures today 5 cents lower. Stock markets lower in live trade. The Dow Jones is 161 points lower. NASDAQ down 51 points. In live cattle, aggressive market pressure continued to move throughout the live cattle trade. This moved through the complex with weakness in greatest in June and August futures. These contracts have posted $2 to $2.15 per hundredweight losses, although the rest of the market also posting triple-digit losses and quickly pulling away from the support seen over the last couple of weeks. In feeder cattle, sharp losses moved into the futures with the most aggressive pressure seen in deferred contracts. October and November futures holding losses of over $2 per hundredweight as traders continue to focus on the Cattle on Feed report, with 111% feeder cattle placed in the feedlots compared to the estimated 107.5. The bearishness of the market could continue through the next couple of days. The overall pullback from the bullishness seen over the last couple of weeks in the cattle markets is also giving into the market pressure. And grain futures were higher today, getting a lift from bullish weather news and a global rally in financial markets. Corn prices posted modest gains on the heels of rallies in other markets. May futures attracted a little follow-through buying after firming off a test of March lows on Friday. Soybeans were higher, getting a boost early in Asian trade, and managed to hold gains as trading progressed in Europe. May futures continue to hold the uptrending channel for April, taking aim at last week's highs. And wheat a little higher today as well, posting gains at all three markets after making new contract lows Friday in winter wheat. A late flurrying of buying into Friday's expiration of May options helped to improve the mood a little. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.